Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up, named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show, TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. I'm sure Joe Biden is saying that as he wandered out of that strange fake television set after not taking questions on his dismal jobs report. How dismal? Well, 194,000 jobs were added. That was below what was expected, which was 500,000. What is definitely expected is Joe Biden would not take questions. I don't think he's taking questions in quite some time. Well, at least not on purpose.
Still another shot. He's about to talk again soon. He's doing an outdoor Rose Garden thing about his protection for national monuments. That evil monster, orange man, bad troll Donald Trump got rid of.
He's talking again?
He's talking again. I guess he's feeling it today after this jobs report. He's like, you know what, guys?
I'm going to ride this wave.
I'm rolling. Good old lunch bucket Joe is back in the saddle.
194,000 jobs. That's more than I expected. I can't let this moment pass. I've got to ride this wave. Yeah, maybe you're right. I don't understand it. But like he said, he toots like he says, move it faster. I think that was his last pearl of wisdom. So Joe Biden he didn't take questions, but maybe he will take them when he goes out to the Rose Garden. I tend to doubt it. But something I did want to talk about here is a sound cut from the Washington Post, Eugene Robinson. Now, there's this narrative that is going around that anyone who has vaccine hesitancy is dumb. And I reject that because I think it's, first of all, it's very condescending to assume that you understand what's going on in someone's mind or someone's reasonings behind something. But I understand that when the liberals do this, they think they are lecturing a very specific group of people. They think they are lecturing the unsophisticated Sturgis motorcycle rally types. People who would never set foot at Hunter Biden's, you know, swanky art exhibit gala. People who would never be invited to Barack Obama's super spreader birthday party. People who would never go to fancy restaurants, but probably go to chain restaurants. That's who they think they're offending. They should keep in mind they're also offending a lot of minorities when they criticize anyone who is hesitant about the vaccine. So let's play. This is Eugene Robinson from the Washington Post doing what they always do at Morning Joe, which is offending half the country. They love Joe Scarborough did this leading up to the election almost on a daily basis. He would talk about how if you like Donald Trump, and I'm going to do my best, Joe Scarborough, step away from the blender. You should not be allowed to use your toaster oven. He always talked about like kitchen utensils, how we shouldn't be allowed to use them. Because
desecration.
And I don't claim to be as smart as Joe Scarborough. Lord knows. But he had on Eugene Robinson. Let's take a listen. Cut 7.
We can't keep doing this. We have to get at, if not smart, then at least, you know, not totally dumb, not totally ignorant. We have to be more intelligent about our national life, our political life, and our personal lives. If we're going to make it, if we're going to survive, if people talk about this being another American century, how is that going to happen? If we are acting like a bunch of clowns all the time. It's just it's frustrating and amazing, and yet, as you said, you walk down the street and you look and you say, well, what's in those people's heads, and it's frightening to contemplate.
You know what I find to be frightening and amazing and frustrating and hard to contemplate is how these arrogant elitist liberals think this tactic works. They think this smugness, this condescension, this putting people down and mocking and ridiculing people is going to bring skeptics to their side. That's how we got Donald Trump. I was very happy about it, but I know they weren't at Morning Joe. But they're doing the same exact thing. They don't recognize the pattern. It's really something. There's so many situations over the past 5 or 6 years where our media should have had a reckoning. They should have had a mea culpa. They should have had a self-reflection, a moment to think about, what are we getting wrong? Maybe we're not as in touch with the regular American as we think we are. But they never took that opportunity. They got more pompous and more insufferable. And they want to call us clowns. Hey, I might be a clown. And trust me, I got haters who tell me I'm a clown all the time. So don't worry about that. I might be a clown. But I'm not dumb enough to vote for a guy who doesn't know what state he's in. To vote for a guy who, even with the help of the Secret Service, cannot find his way correctly into the White House without walking through bushes. To vote for a guy who pulls the tail of his German Shepherd when he's fresh out the shower and soaking wet. I might be a clown, but that stuff's ridiculous.
And I like my condescension from the supposedly more intelligent than I to come in a complete sentence that comes in under 55 seconds. And we can't keep what?
Yeah, well,
are not smarter than me, sir.
I reject that notion.
I reject the notion.
I just don't think that calling people dumb who don't want to get a vaccine is a very smart or nice thing to do.
Dummies are just too dumb to know when you're being dumb. So stop being dumb, dummy.
It feels a little intolerant. It feels a little Trumpian. You know how they always said Trump was mean? And Trump tried to divide people, and Trump pounced on people's fears, and he pushed people's fears, and he weaponized people's fears. It's almost like they're doing just that. It's bizarre. We have a lot planned in this next hour. I might try to squeeze in a Dear Grace. I've said that every single day this week, but I think we're finally going to do it. We do have Crazy Karen coming up. Let's go to the calls, though. Peggy, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. How you doing, Peggy?
Hi, Grace. Great show, as usual. I was really calling about the jobs numbers. And, you know, every single thing that Biden has taken on has been a complete disaster. He could not have made things worse if he tried. But with the jobs numbers, nobody wants to work. There's plenty of jobs out there, but nobody wants them. And now they're taking in all these people across the border. Oh, they're going to take the jobs. No, they're not. Nobody's taking any of the jobs.
No, you're absolutely right. And the most asinine part of this entire argument is that Joe Biden tries to tell you when the job numbers are bad, it's because we need all of my ridiculous spending. We need more of these packages. We need $3.5 trillion in tree equity so we can have job creation and we can find people to fill these jobs. And when the job numbers are, I don't even want to say good, but when they're tolerable, it's everything's working. See, this is, and it's like you can't have it both ways. When things are bad, we need your ridiculous spending. When things are good, we need your ridiculous spending. Which one is it? If he just backed off for a little while, as Peggy just pointed out, and as a lot of people had said, if he just took a nap for the first 6 months of his presidency, we'd be doing pretty good. We would be doing, I know how he always says things can get worse, but I don't know how he could have bungled this any more than he has. And he still walks around like he's doing something fabulous. It's bizarre. Oh, by the way, I do want to read a little story here before we go to the break. Governor Kathy Hochul, she's the new governor in New York. An interesting story came out today in the New York Post. And I didn't know this about her, but apparently when she was Cuomo's number two, there was some tension brewing. I guess they were never very tight. But listen to this. Top Cuomo aide Melissa DeRosa, who we all know very well. She was mentioned in the Letitia James's report either the same amount of times or maybe more times than Andrew Cuomo. reached out to the White, so Melissa DeRosa reached out to the White House in January to try to score then Lieutenant Governor Hochul a diplomatic posting to her ancestral homeland of Ireland or to Canada. But officials and President Biden, officials say President Biden laughed us out of the room when Cuomo's people asked that she be nominated. The White House made a counteroffer of an undersecretary role for Hochul, and she agreed to work in the Commerce Department. Now, obviously, this was all a moot point once the entire Cuomo scandal started breaking. But here's what I find interesting, Jared. The effort to find a new job for Hochul, because you're reading this and you're going, but she was lieutenant governor. Why do they need to find, why was the Cuomo administration working to find, usually if you're trying to find a new job, you have to do it kind of in your off hours. So you have to do that yourself. Your boss isn't usually calling up people for you. The effort to find a new job for Hochul was part of Cuomo's plan to dump her in favor of a minority candidate on his planned 2022 reelection ticket. On Tuesday, the Post exclusively reported that Cuomo's aides phoned Hochul in January and told her she was being forced out because he wanted a running mate from downstate with ties to the minority community. She added, this was attempted at the end of 2014. This was attempted in 2018, and I'm still standing. A source close to Cuomo said Thursday that his aides were talking about a number of African-American women of substance that were looking, they were looking to add to the administration and diversify the ticket. The stories about Cuomo, they're just, he always comes off like the biggest monster.
Such a upstanding character this gentleman has.
Yeah, sorry, you're off the ticket. I got to find somebody more diverse.
Legoland, Legoland, Legoland.
We'll be back with more 844-500-4242. Thanks to everyone who came out to our live broadcast last week at Aviva Trattoria in Malden. Howie got some delicious food, including cannolis. You guys know Howie loves cannolis. I got the eggplant Milanese, and I convinced a lot of my coworkers to get it, and everyone was raving about it. The listeners were loving their dishes and their cocktails, the espresso martinis, the sangria. Everything looked amazing. If you couldn't make it on Friday, Aviva Trattoria has locations in Maynard, Malden, Marlborough, Wrentham, Westford. And if you want to taste their exquisite Italian cuisine, whether it's pizza, pasta, short rib, risotto, seafood, salads, you name it, Aviva has it. Visit their website, avivatrattoria.com, and visit one of their locations in Maynard, Malden, Marlborough, Wrentham, and Westford. And also, their wine dinners are out now. They have a few new wine dinners coming up in November, and those sell out very quickly for good reason. I mean, Jared pointed it out yesterday. You can't beat the price. You get delicious wine. You get dessert. It's a really fun event. But it's really, the price point is nuts, because you hear it and you're like, there's no way I'm going to get all this food for this price. AvivaTrattoria.com. Don't wait on this. I think it's going to go quickly. And I don't want, if you've been waiting and waiting and waiting to find one of these, I don't want you to get left out. Go today, AvivaTrattoria.com. We will be right back with a little bit of celebrity news. Don't go anywhere. This is The Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. Grace Curley. She's here for the love.
Would I rather be feared or loved? Easy, both. I want people to be afraid of how much they love me.
We should do the poll question here. Today's poll question is brought to you by McConnell's Irish Whiskey. After a long 100 years, McConnell's Irish Whiskey has been restored and can be found at the finest establishments from Belfast to Boston. That's McConnell's Irish Whiskey. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Who was hit hardest by the unexpected job numbers? CNBC, CNN, or Maria Bartiromo?
CNBC. Can we play that one more time? They found out about it live, which always plays better.
Things are coming down pretty rapidly. We just have this jobs report. Steve, what do you see?
194.
Whoa.
I see 194,000. That is real low.
Whoa.
Wow. Yeah, I'm going to say CNBC.
CNBC polling, they're up to 23%. CNN still in the lead. 65%, and Maria Bartiromo holding steady at 12%.
Yeah, no, you got to pick CNBC. They're devastated by this. It's pretty amusing. All right, now we are going to do, let's do a short Dear Grace here, Jared, because I have some entries, but I also have a celebrity story that I would like to throw out there.
You mean a celebra story?
A cause celebrité, as they might say.
Ladies and gentlemen, the story you are about to hear is true. Only the names have been changed to protect the innocent.
This is, the Listen Lady.
Yeah, well, listen, lady. I got so many problems, I don't even know where to begin here.
All right, I'm going to start with your entries before I get to this gross celebrity story. Dear Grace, my brother is dating someone and they've been together for about 1 year. My family can't stand her. She stayed with us during quarantine and was just blah. Uh-oh. Blah, 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 as Greta Thunberg would say. She never offered to help clean up after dinner and left her dirty laundry on the floor. I'm writing because I'm nervous that if they date much longer, that she might end up being the person my brother settles down with. Do I tell him he has picked a dud or do I stay out of it? All right. Here's what I will say. I haven't seen a situation where you tell someone you don't like their significant other and it ends up going well for you. People do tend to shoot the messenger in these situations. Would you agree, Jared?
I would. And even at that, they wouldn't listen. You wouldn't be able to tell them. They have their blinders on and they just wouldn't know. And I'm sure there is probably some constructive way to do this, but unfortunately, you cannot explain this to this person. Your brother, it was the brother, right?
Yes.
Your brother will have to come to the realization himself in order for it to have an impact. And it would be unfortunate if it was too late, but you saying it is not going to end well.
Yeah, and I should say, I cannot relate to this, luckily. I mean, I have two brothers, and they both have wonderful partners. But this is something where I would like almost feel out whether or not you think he's leaning towards that. Like if she's going to be the person that he wants to settle down with, then if he's madly in love with this girl, you have to keep your mouth shut. Because like Jared said, you're not going to convince him. But if he gives a hint that like, she's kind of, you know, then you can jump in and be like, yeah, not just that, but also this.
Worst case scenario, just snitch that she was at a school board meeting to the FBI.
Yes.
We'll come take care of the problem for you.
And set up a fake Lego set in her room. Boom. Problem solved. All right, Grace, I just celebrated a big birthday milestone, 60. My husband got me a bracelet. While I know it cost him a lot of money because I know the brand, it is not my style. Do you think it's rude to exchange gifts? No, I don't think it's rude. And I also think it very much depends on the person giving the present. Like if I give my mom a present, she almost always exchanges it because it's not exactly, or she wants like a different color in the bag or whatever it is. And I don't take any offense because I'd rather her have the gift she wants. Some people do take offense, but if your husband's the type of person who would, and hopefully he is, would just want you to be happy, then he won't care. He wants you to wear it. Like you want to give people stuff they want. Nobody wants to give you something and have it sit in a drawer for the rest of their lives.
Right. I think it is reasonable to go exchange it. And if it turns out that, you know, I gave this to you, this is special, blah, 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 as Greta would say, just find a way to expand on it. Say, hey, I really like this, but what I want to do is I want to do this with it and sort of couch it that way.
All right, last one. My aunt is COVID crazy. She still wipes her packages down with Lysol. The issue is that she's hosted Thanksgiving for the last 12 years. Even last year, we let her host a Zoom turkey dinner. And for this dinner, she wants us all to come over, but she wants a negative COVID test, proof of vaccine, and for all of us to wear masks. Plus, she bought us all vaccinated T-shirts. Do you have any good excuses for getting out of things you don't want to go to? Yes, I do. You either can tell her you're not vaccinated, which clearly will freak her out. And then she might just uninvite you altogether. Or I would just use it to your advantage and say, I would hate to scare you or make you uncomfortable.
Yes, never go to that house again.
COVID, if she can use COVID in which any way she wants, which is to shame you into wearing a stupid T-shirt, you can at the very least use it to not go to her house for Thanksgiving. That goes without saying. 844-500-4242. I did not get to the celebrity news. I'll save it for after the break. It's kind of gross. I don't know. It's now I'm going to do it. I'm going to read it. We'll be right back.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
So we're seeing good things. There's good signs here. This is all doom and gloom here today. Certainly, we know I would love to be on this show saying we added 3 million jobs to the economy and now let's go on to something else. But unfortunately, we're not there yet.
Was that Walsh Marty? Oh, it's
that
good
was
to hear
Walsh
from
Marty.
Him. You know who would love that cut? Donald Trump. I could just picture Donald Trump. It's not as easy as it looks, is it, Marty? They all made fun of Trump for so long because, you know, he was this big moron. And yet none of them can seem to get the same numbers Trump got. It's weird.
Yeah, being labor secretary is not all about, you know, dropping the hammer on celebrity chefs, is it, Marty?
And here's speaking of, and I just love how they all act like everything's so hard to figure out. We can't figure out why people aren't going back to work. Just like they can't figure out why companies like Tesla are moving out of California, why all these companies are moving out of places like California, Massachusetts, New York. Tesla CEO Elon Musk announced Thursday that the company's headquarters will be moving from California to Austin, Texas. He says, now he's claiming they have outgrown the facility, but he also said it's tough for people to afford houses and a lot of people have to come in from far away. We've taken it as far as possible, but there's a limit to how big scale you can scale it in the Bay Area. Here in Austin, our factory is like 5 minutes from the airport, 15 minutes from downtown, and we're going to create a paradise here because we're right on the Colorado River. It's going to be great. That does sound great. Sounds a lot better than stepping on syringes or human feces on the sidewalk. But maybe I'm old-fashioned like that. And speaking of gross things, this is a strange story. And after I do this, we will get to the Crazy Karen segment. But I feel like I have to mention this. Meghan Trainor is a singer. She's actually from Nantucket. She sings that song, All About That Bass, About That Bass, No Treble. And she recently did an interview where she talked about how her and her husband have installed side-by-side toilets in their house because they just love always being together and sometimes they have to go to the bathroom at the same time. That's it. That's the story, Jared. That's the headline. And I think it would be appropriate if I just let you react because I had to read it.
I mean, I might have just put in a second bathroom. That's me, but I apparently don't. I don't care about other people enough.
Yeah, but with a second bathroom, there's a wall in between.
That is true. I mean, I don't know. This is like public or, you know, like military barrack style bathrooms where it's just like the side by side. Or is it like, are they facing each other? So like,
that's even weirder.
One tank is over here and the other tanks are on the other side. So you're like, you're actually looking at each other, making eye contact. Or is it airplane style seating? There's so many wrong directions to go with this. I don't know which one to take.
This is when you have too much money. You know, for most people, installing two bathrooms is never even a thought, let alone a problem.
Ironically, they share a sink. Who knows?
All right. Now, without further ado, it's time for the Crazy Karen segment on Fridays.
Her name could be Gina or Beth. She just wants a latte.
I'm putting you on citizen's arrest right now.
Are you serious? For what?
But with a slight inconvenience, she grows angry and outraged.
I have a right to sue you for harassing me, the manager, and this entire company.
And a startling metamorphosis occurs.
Hey, I have seen you around this neighborhood too many times. This is ridiculous.
She becomes the Crazy Karen.
You being a is gonna help?
I didn't say anything.
I don't know. Calm down. Calm down.
Ma'am, I'm trying to...
All right, Jared Diglio, this is the time of the week where Jared reads us the craziest Karen stories he could find. Go ahead, Jared.
All right. Well, apparently Halloween is not the time to be a Karen if you are a Karen. It's a season that Karens are struggling with. I don't know if we ever got what the full term for a group of Karens is, if it's a flock or a... sewing circle. I don't know what exactly the, you know.
Yeah, but you know what? The more I think about it, Halloween really is not the holiday for Karens. No. Because you think cavities, mm-hmm. you think people running around ringing doorbells. Sometimes there's always a group of kids who get out of hand and maybe yep. egg a house. A lot of safety hazards going on there. So yeah, this seems like it would be their high holiday for all the wrong reasons.
Or even the worst part, decorations.
Yeah.
For Halloween. This is...
Am I a Karen? Because I don't like Halloween decorations, honestly. I think the cobwebs and stuff, it just looks like crap.
Okay, well, we'll read this story and we'll see if you would go in the same place that this Karen went. And then we will judge your Karenosity.
Okay.
Or whatever
that seems fair.
The term is. So this Karen wrote out a postcard and mailed it to her neighbor. While the rest of your outside Halloween decorations are fine, the ghoul on the corner holding the child captive is lacking good judgment. In a neighborhood full of small children, what were you thinking? Disgusting!
I'd have to see the ghoul.
Yes.
You know, because some people do go all out.
There was some stuff that there was some neighborhood where I think somebody had like a quote unquote body hanging on the porch, but it was pretty real. And somebody actually called the cops because they thought it was a suicide.
Yeah. Things can get crazy.
So, but this Karen took the step to actually write out a postcard and mail it to the neighbor.
Yeah. This seems postage. That's the part I don't get, because stamps are very expensive nowadays. I just had to send out a lot of mail and I couldn't get over how expensive stamps are. Yeah, so this just doesn't seem logical to me.
Postage rates just jumped up, but more Halloween problems for Karen. We covered this yesterday in Woke or Joke, but the Karen Halloween costume, which is really just the bob, wig, and sunglasses, is being slammed for, quote, profiting from racism, unquote. So not only is Karen annoying, now she is a racist.
Do you think it's Karens who are mad about the Karen costumes?
Self-hating Karens.
Yeah.
Karen on Karen crime.
This feels like something they would complain about. Did they send a postcard to the Halloween company?
Racism, racism.
I'm sure.
Everything's racist. I mean, Dave Chappelle, we talked about this in Woke or Joke. Dave Chappelle's being accused of being like a white supremacist or something by NPR. They said his, you know, white privilege. Dave Chappelle, last time I checked, he's black. So everything, whether you're making fun of racism, you're talking about racism, you're not talking about racism, you're cooking something that's not from your culture, everything is racism. Everything.
I mean, if Larry Elder can be a white supremacist, I guess Dave Chappelle can.
Larry Elder, didn't they say it's white face?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. He was the white face of... Or the black face
of white supremacy. It's hard to keep up.
Thank you, 781. A gathering of Karens is called a clutch. So it is a clutch of Karens.
I would not want to run into a clutch of Karens. That is for damn sure.
You're not a manager. You'll be fine. all right. So this is another... pseudo Halloween. It involves pumpkins. This is Karen sending a message to the Great Pumpkin Farm. I don't know exactly where that is, but it's probably like your usual pumpkin patch. I'm sure mm-hmm. they have mazes, maybe apple picking.
Oh yeah,
pumpkins,
yeah.
Farm stands, stuff, you know, hay rides or whatever. So this is Karen responding to the Great Pumpkin Farm via, it looks like, Facebook Messenger or something. Before I try to speak to a news outlet, I am reaching out to you all regarding me and my family and friends being kicked out on Saturday for my son having his snake. It does not state anywhere that he cannot have his snake with him. The only thing that's stated is that there are no dogs allowed, and we were there for over 2 hours. I spent $50 online plus the processing fee for the five of us to get in. I also bought a wristband for my daughter, and I bought a family packer tickets for me and my two friends so we could ride a couple of the big rides. I have yet to receive a phone call back regarding the situation. Like I was told I would. We were treated like we were literally committing a crime.
Apparently,
if you don't explicitly say your child cannot bring a snake to an event.
See, this is the problem with like Yelp and Facebook. They make everyone think that any slight that they're feeling is a reason to go to a news outlet. Talk about a slow news day. I mean, it's worked. Look at, we're technically a news outlet. She got her message across.
Ah, yes. We've been Karen'd.
We've given her a platform, Jared. All right. Now, thank you, Jared, for Crazy Karen.
Oh, you're very welcome.
We have a little bit of sound here we want to get through. What do we have coming up right now, Jared?
So this is Joe Biden telling another tall tale, we can only assume.
Oh, an anecdote.
But, you know, he sort of mixes his folksy story with a very famous television show.
Oh,
so this
fun.
Is, you know, our audience will be very familiar with it.
Okay.
The senator from Alaska, I was with him after the oil spill on the North Slope. And we stopped in the Tongass Forest and he sat me at a table in this magnificent restaurant in the middle of the Tongass Forest, which has tree trunks as big as those trees holding up the whole building. It's magnificent. And he sat me with what I kid and call Hoss Cartwright and his family. Four big guys, really big, big guys. And they had a lumber company that they were foresting in the area.
Jared, if I had to... If I had to choose for that cut... You know, my two options, scorn or pity. You know which one that gets?
That gets scorn.
No, that gets pity.
Oh.
When he loses his train of thought like that, it's really pathetic and it's sad.
Maybe the Cartwright boys robbed the train of thought.
Yeah, I guess they did. Let's go to Phil. You're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Phil. Phil, are you there?
Phil must be logging with the Cartwrights up in Alaska.
All right. We'll take a break here. We'll come back. A lot of the anchors on all of these mainstream media networks, they're trying to sugarcoat the jobs report. In fact, I heard one of them saying, you know, when you first look at this, it looks like a D. But after, if you go through it, you'd actually grade it like a C plus or a B minus. And I'm thinking, well, we are grading on a curve here because it's Joe Biden and we love him just so much that we try our best to help him wherever we can. But even with that being said, it's hard to give this thing a B minus. Well, you know, when Trump was president back in the heydays, his jobs reports got what? A plus. And you never heard about them. It was like a blip. It was, ooh, that's better than expected. That broke a record. Okay, time to move on.
But it wasn't real, though, when he did it. It was a mirage.
Yes, exactly. And by the way, Fox News just had an alert that highest gas prices in, I think, 7 years.
Woohoo! Build back better.
We are building back better. Let's go, Brandon. Stephen Miller actually tweeted that out. He said, people expected Brandon to do better than this. 194,000 jobs added. Oh, well. All right. When we return, we'll be with Howard Lawrence Carr for the last segment. Don't go anywhere. This is the Grace Curley Show.
She's never held office, but she paid the Whiskey Priest's monthly rent once. She's Grace Curley. She's the friend you never knew you needed.
What? Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Okay, make that best friend. It's Grace Curley.
Victor, at first blush, this jobs report looked pretty terrible. Like, if you were going to give it a letter grade, it might be a D.
Okay.
But I think when you really dig into it, it's not really as bad as it looked. It might get a C plus or a B minus. Now, here's...
Oh, that is some brilliant contributor at CNN telling us that it's not as bad as it seems, you know? Just put on your Biden rose-colored glasses and everything will be okay. Joining me now is Howie Carr, and today's Car Crossover is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, the house of value. I love my Toyota RAV4, and if you want to get a Toyota RAV4 or if you just want to look at any of their cars, it's a great place to lease or buy. They're very friendly. They don't put pressure on you, but it's a sparkling, clean showroom, and it's located just south of the Portsmouth traffic circle off 95. So go to toyotaofportsmouth.com or visit them at the showroom and tell them I sent you. Howie Carr, thanks so much for joining the show.
You know why they're trying to put a shine on the sneaker, Grace, other than the fact that Biden's president and he's a Democrat? The unemployment rate went below 5% for the first time in over a year. But, you know, if Trump were president, you know what they'd say. The reason the unemployment rate is below 5% is because so many people have become so discouraged with the dismal job market that they've dropped out of looking for a job.
Oh, but that's not the case with this. This is good news.
Oh, this is good news. This is, again, they're putting a shine on a sneaker. They're taking the lemonade. They're taking the lemon and they're making lemonade, or they're trying to. But unfortunately, they don't have too much sugar or even sweet and low.
No, you're absolutely right, Howie. And another story that I want to get your comment on is a few weeks ago, the biggest story was that Border Patrol agents were whipping Haitians from their horses, and that ended up being very fake news. Now, we've been waiting. We were told that the investigation would take place in a matter of days, not weeks.
I know. I've been talking about this, Grace. When is that report coming out, and when is the report on who sent the racist emails at UMass Amherst coming out?
Well, Howie, I'll send you
this. When is it? When? Cuando?
I'll send you this piece from David Marcus. He writes, "This isn't the Gardner Museum heist, folks. There is nothing to investigate. If there was the remotest shred of evidence to suggest that those agents were doing anything other than the job they were tasked with, we would have seen it by now. The entire situation is nothing more than a misunderstanding resulting from whisper down the lane social media outrage."
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And how long does it take for UMass to figure out who sent these racist emails? Yeah, to the black student organizations. I mean, they hired a forensic IT company to figure it out, and it's been more than a week now, and we don't have any results of the investigation. I wonder why that is, Grace. You got any theories on that?
I have no theories on that whatsoever. I think we need to get the FBI involved. Maybe we should tell the FBI that there's a Lego set somewhere in there.
Now that they've finished the Joy Reid time-traveling hacker investigation and, the Bubba Wallace noose investigation.
And don't forget, Howie, my favorite, which oftentimes goes overlooked, was the C-SPAN guy who sent that tweet that he thought was a direct message, but he put it on his feed. And then he said, oh, I was hacked. And then he admitted that he was lying once people said, oh, we'll investigate it. I can't remember what his name is, but there's been so many.
But he got his job back. Because he's a leftist. Was just sent to the bench, to the locker room for a couple of months.
Now he's back on. It was an honest mistake. Howie, what do you think of Joe Manchin looking so frustrated behind Chuck Schumer, putting his head in his hands and then walking out right in the middle of Schumer's victory lap?
Usually when I hear Chuck Schumer speaking, I'm not sitting behind him, but I'm just reaching for the remote control. I don't know about you. I got to get him off. He's a loathsome human being, Chuck Schumer. I saw him once walking through the airport in D.C., and he had these aides behind him, and he was just walking along so imperiously. He's been in my building in Palm Beach, Grace. You know, thank goodness I wasn't there at the time. I might have had to sell the unit.
It's pretty amazing. And I think I actually said this today. I think Joe Manchin is becoming the most relatable man in America, because I think most Americans listening to Chuck Schumer feel that exact same way.
Right.
He's always talking about Republicans trying to push things off of cliffs, whether it's old people or the economy or democracy. Everything's always teetering on the edge of cliffs with Chuck Schumer. Yeah.
I hope AOC pushes him off a cliff in the New York primary next year, actually.
Politically speaking, of course.
Of course. Not figuratively. Not literally, figuratively.
Right, exactly. And he means it, just like Joe Biden would say. 844-500-4242. All right, I'm done for this week, but I'll be here for Howie's show. He's got tons planned, so don't go anywhere. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Donald John Trump incited the erection.